This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It might be cold comfort for those worried about government surveillance, but today we know that a federal judge reprimanded the NSA for breaking its own privacy requirements. The information comes from a set of documents released this week in response to a lawsuit from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. What we learn is that the NSA was collecting data on Americans who had no apparent connection to terrorism. The documents themselves were published, strangely enough, on a Tumblr blog connected to the Department of Justice. Cyrus Farivar is the senior business editor at publication Ars Technica. Hi, Cyrus.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So, first of all, the Department of Justice has a Tumblr blog?
Yeah, I was as equally shocked to find that out as you are. Sadly, no NSA agents have posted selfies of themselves to the Tumblr site as of yet, but hopefully that's coming soon.
But they used this blog apparently to sort of publish some documents that intelligence officials are sort of making the argument these documents released are proof that they're actually pretty good in some ways about protecting our privacy if we're, you know, not doing bad things. But that's sort of a little bit complicated, right?
Yeah, this new Tumblr site is called IC, or Intelligence Community on the Record. The main document that they've published is from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Court, also known as FISC. This is, of course, the secret court that sits in Washington. In fact, this court didn't even have a website until very recently. This document shows that a federal judge has declared many parts of the NSA's surveillance program as unconstitutional as it operated between 2008 and 2011.
Now, just looking at the numbers here, one of the revelations we get is that as many as 56,000 emails and communications were collected by Americans with no connection to terrorism, right?
Yeah, the NSA likes to say that 56,000, that's not a big deal. But what's interesting is that in this court opinion, the judge clearly disagreed with that statement and with that notion. And I'm reading from the opinion here. The judge wrote, "In absolute terms, tens of thousands of non-target protected communications annually is a very large number."
Well, whatever the case, reason enough to follow the Department of Justice on Tumblr. Cyrus Farivar, thank you very much, as always, sir.
My pleasure.